The next component under targeted case management is plan development. This is the same definition as mental health service component, but for the purpose of targeted case management. In other words, let's say that I am a therapist or a mental health worker, and I meet with my client to develop objectives for the treatment plan. The purpose of the meeting is to develop objectives solely for targeted case management, and because it's solely for targeted case management, I would claim it as targeted case management T1017. Next, you have referral and related activities for targeted case management. This is when you're linking, coordinating, mobilizing resources and/or placement on behalf of the client to address mental health condition. You're also providing consultation and interventions on behalf of the client. So this is the most commonly known definition of targeted case management, where you're actually accessing, linking, referring the client to resources within the community. And then you have monitoring and following up. Here you're ensuring that the treatment plan related to activities for targeted case management continues to address the client's needs. It may require adjusting the current treatment plan and associated services for targeted case management as well. Notice that the keywords under targeted case management differ substantially from MHS services. TCM does not include services that address behaviors or thoughts or feelings. Targeted case management focuses only on the provision of resources and referrals, as well as monitoring of clients' follow-up on these referrals. One thing to remember as well is that targeted case management is not simply referring a client to resources within the community, but it also is important to remember that monitoring and following up to ensure that these resources are appropriate is essential and sometimes even forgotten. This is part of targeted case management services, and you don't want to lose sight of that.